everyone, and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. I'm Jada, founder and CEO of the first fashion career advice platform, Glam Observer, a fashion career coach, best-selling author, Forbes Under 30, and in this podcast, I will share actionable tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes secrets of the fashion industry. If you're an ambitious fashion enthusiast looking to start a career in this industry, you are in the right place. Are you part of those who wake up saying, I want to work in fashion? Maybe you had these first ideas when you watched The Devil Wears Prada or the new series The Bold Type. Welcome to the club. Here at Glam Observer, we are united by the passion for a career in fashion. So you are definitely in the right place. In this episode, we are going to talk about what you should do in the beginning if you want to get a job in fashion. Before getting started with this episode, have you already read your fashion dream plan? My book is about to turn one this November, and I'm very excited for this first year as author because I read so many incredible messages and comments from you and how the book has helped you to land your dream job in fashion, feel much more confident and empowered. The book is made up of four parts. In the first part, we're going to talk about the misconceptions, lies, and myths of the fashion industry to let go of, such as, for example, that you might feel you're not good enough to get the job at the top fashion companies, or those who work in fashion wear designer clothes every day. In part two, we're going to talk about habits to adopt for a successful fashion career, such as, for example, how to set your fashion career goals, how to set your morning routine like Anna Wintour, and also the Marvel 7. In part 3, we are also going to talk about fashion career tools. So how to get a job in fashion the Tom Ford way, your entry ticket to the fashion industry, working during fashion week, networking, social media, finding a job even when you think there isn't one, resume, portfolio, cover letter. And in the last part, we're going to talk about your skills, confidence, and also what are the careers in fashion. So you will find a list of careers available in the fashion industry and what their role is about. And also you're going to find a little bit of my story and how I turned my internship into a promotion. I want to read you one of the reviews that you can find on Amazon about the book. Jennifer wrote, "This book was great. As the author presents a plan for how to approach and break into the fashion industry, she knows that we all have these misconceptions, but she reassures through the book that you can make it regardless of education background and several other factors. It feels as you're having a conversation with her, as she's coaching you through multiple situations." She also said that she felt empowered and positive when reading this book and that she would really recommend it. You will definitely find quotes and examples that resonate with your situation, and you will be reminded that you're enough. Okay, so you can find a copy of the book on Amazon. I will also leave you the link into the notes of this podcast episode, and when you read it, please tag me at Glam Observer. Let me know how the book is helping you, and I will be very happy to read your comments and reshare your stories. Now let's get into this new episode. So you want to get a job in fashion. Where should you begin? First of all, you should know that fashion is a huge industry, and while you might be familiar with the most popular roles such as the fashion designer, fashion editor, or stylist, there are so many careers and roles that make the fashion industry. Fashion is a business, and like any other tech, food, or travel company, it's not just about creativity and designing beautiful clothes. So there are lawyers, those who work in finance, those who work in logistics. So saying I want to get a job in fashion without specifying the department or role it's not going to serve you or the other people you might ask for help and advice to get into this industry. In fact, anytime someone asks me, Jada, I want to get into fashion, I want to get a job in fashion, what should I do? I have to first ask about which area of the industry they want to get into in order for me to give them specific advice on how to get a job. So if you want to work in fashion, the first step is to be aware of how this industry works so you can get clear about which area you want to get into and find specific info and tips about the steps you need. Nowadays, it's easy to learn more about the fashion industry even if you didn't go to fashion school. You just need to want it. You can watch videos on YouTube, read articles online, read books, and even attend online fashion courses. Knowing as much as you can about your favorite industry is a must. While it's not mandatory to attend a fashion school to work in this industry, still knowing its history and how it works is important for yourself. I mean, you want to know what other people in your future office are talking about so you can join the conversation, right? But also is important for future bosses who will hire you. The more knowledgeable you are, the more passionate and committed you will appear to recruiters and your future team. Furthermore, learning more about the fashion industry will help you understand about different career options in fashion and identify the one for you. If you want to work in fashion, you need to decide which area of the industry you could be interested in to start looking for job opportunities there. So, what I want you to really do as an exercise, if you have decided that you want to work in fashion, is to start looking at everything with an analytical eye and ask yourself why it works like that. So if you know that fashion companies put together a fashion show a couple of times each year, it must mean that there are people working on organizing these shows, right? So there might be roles involved in this. If when reading the pages of Vogue, among the fashion articles, you notice these photos with the logos of brands, that must be advertising. So together with fashion editors who write articles, there also should be someone who works at Vogue or any other fashion magazine that takes care of working with brands to have them advertise on the magazine. Or, just another example, when you enter your favorite store in town, look at how the people working there have put together looks on the window shopping, or why some clothes are in a particular area of the store. There are, for example, some kind of items at the entrance, other at the cashier. Everything is studied and there for a reason. So I really want you to question yourself about the things that maybe until now you have seen as something normally, like for example, going through the pages of Vogue or entering into your favorite store. I want you to really look at all these things that surround you, that involve fashion, with new curious eyes, because you're about to become a fashion industry professional. So you're about to become part of this industry, of this world. So you're going to be part of those who make the fashion industry move. So you need to understand how it works. So question yourself and then go and find the answers on Google, that almost gives you the answer to anything, or start reaching out to people in fashion via LinkedIn, emails, and Instagram and ask your questions. Have you read that a fashion designer must follow the collection grid that the merchandiser has put together in order to develop the new collection? Be curious, what is this collection grid? Go on Google, buy books, search what a collection grid is, what the role of the merchandiser is about, how it works to, you know, design a collection. And you can even head over to LinkedIn and type into the search box merchandiser or fashion designer, get the list of people working as merchandisers and designers and message them and ask your questions. Together with trying to understand the behind the scenes of fashion, another great exercise that will help you to understand what fashion job might be for you is to head over on the website, the career pages, to all the job boards online and read all the jobs related to fashion. Yes, even those you might believe are not interesting from the job title, like for example, a PR job when you would be interested in fashion design, for example. With this exercise, you will really understand what a role is about. You might be fascinated by the role of the fashion buyer, but do you know what a buyer does? By reading the job description, you will know exactly what are the activities involved and so what their day-to-day job looks like. Reading each job that you find online is also helpful to know what are the different roles in fashion. So even if not all jobs, of course, would be made for you, you will still have an understanding of how a fashion company works and who does what. Once you have identified the fashion department that you're interested in, it is time to search for an internship. Internships are the job offers made for those who don't have experience already, students, recent graduates. If you want to get a job in fashion, you need to begin with internships. As I said, there are many roles and departments in fashion, and the people working in this industry have all different stories, experience, and backgrounds. So while there isn't a single common path for anyone to get into fashion, we can say that the thing that everyone does to get started in this industry is to begin with fashion internships. Anyone in fashion started their career with one or actually more internships. Unless you're doing like a career change because you have worked for years in another industry such as tech and now you want to get into fashion, then in this case you won't need to start from internships. But if you're a student, if you're a recent graduate, if you don't have experience, then internships are made for you. Think about any career in fashion, and there is its internship. There are fashion design internships, fashion internships at fashion magazines, in the editorial, advertising, graphic departments. You can become an intern or assistant for a fashion stylist or a fashion photographer. There are buying, merchandising, finance, project management, brand management, graphic design internships. So I guess it's clear now. Whichever career option you have in mind, rest assured there is one internship for it, which is your starting point. And just in case you're undecided about two different career options, which is totally normal if you're at the beginning of your career, you have just realized you want to get into fashion, you might be a little bit confused, you might be undecided about two or more different career options. So doing and trying different internships is a great way to understand what you prefer and what you don't like. Prepare for 1 year on average of internships, not necessarily a year in a role in a single company. Internships usually go from a couple of weeks to 1, 2, 3, or 6 months. That's why, in order to get that 1 year of internship experience, people need to do several internships before getting a full-time job. In fact, it's common if you head over to LinkedIn and you're going to look for people, your favorite stylist, editor, marketing manager, brand manager, digital managers. If you look at their profile and their career path, you will see that they did at least 2 or 3 internships before getting a full-time job. So, in order to gain this 1 year of internship, you will likely have to do several internships. This is not a rule. You could get offered a full-time job after a single month internship. But if you want some data, consider that 1 year is the average for when it comes to internships. So, which means that if you want to work in fashion, you should prepare financially because many internships are not well paid and many are even totally unpaid. I know this is not fair. The fashion industry said there is working on it and many have, you know, just stopped doing and offering unpaid internships, but it's still very hard financially. And you know, I'm here because I want to help you, and the best way that I can what I can do to help you is to inform you and let you know how things go so you can be prepared. So you can think about doing another job on the side, or if you can save up some money to support yourself during your internship. You must also be prepared for some sacrifice and focus on investing all your money on necessary expenses such as food, rent, and even maybe thinking of investing on things that can make you grow and advance your career faster, such as your education. With self-education, which is mainly made up of online courses and books, it's easier to grow without spending a fortune. You also need to be prepared to move to a fashion capital or in a city where fashion companies are located. I was living in the south of Italy, where there are no fashion companies, so I had to move to Milan years ago when I wanted to get started in fashion with my first fashion internship. Of course, it was not easy. I had to leave my family and friends, but you know, great things are never easy. You will be happy and satisfied in your fashion office, but there are many sacrifices and hard work that are waiting for you in the following months. You will grow a lot, but you're in good company here. As I said, at Glam Observer, we are united by a huge passion for a career in fashion. So if you need a community to share experience, tips, and to keep the motivation going, you know that our online courses will give you access to a Facebook group where you can network with hundreds of fashion enthusiasts like you, whose goal is to get into fashion. So maybe you're probably asking, I can get into fashion if I don't live in a fashion capital? Well, today, after the pandemic, more and more companies offer remote jobs, and it's easier to find remote job opportunities if you work in specific fields such as fashion writing, because you can become a freelance fashion writer and write from anywhere, or if you work for smaller brands or startups. For example, here at Glam Observer, I work with girls who are based anywhere in the world, so we are not in an office together, but as we are, you know, small companies, we can manage this kind of work in different departments. So they're not writers for the website, they help me in different things for Glam Observer. So if you're going to look for opportunities for a new brand that you have found on Instagram, it's going to be easier for you to get this kind of remote opportunities. On the other end, if you dream of the office life that you've seen in The Devil Wears Prada, or to work for the biggest company of the industry, you have to be willing to move, if you don't live in a fashion capital, to get into their offices. Working from home has its own advantages, but working in a fashion environment is a totally different experience. And if you're very passionate about this industry, you will prefer to be surrounded by other fashion people every day and walk into a real office. So this is something you should consider as well. Knowing that you will have to work in a fashion capital, you must consider that if you want to begin your career in fashion, speaking as many languages is absolutely a must. When it comes to getting a job in fashion, the skills required in the beginning are not the same for all the jobs, because it depends on the job you have chosen. Like, designers need to have, you know, sketching or pattern making skills. Maybe a buyer should know how to use Excel. But when it comes to the languages, this is something that is required in any job and is already a huge starting point. So, of course, if you want to work in Italy, you should speak some Italian. And if you want to work in Paris, you should speak a little bit of French. A basic level is great to have on your resume to begin, but your goal should be to become fluent as soon as possible if you want to really stand out from other international people who compete for your same role. The beauty of the fashion industry is that it is an international industry. In a fashion office, you will really see people coming from all over the world: Italy, China, US, UK, Europe. And let me tell you that lots of people speak already two languages, because in many cities, especially in Europe, they're used to speak two languages normally. So it's easier that you're going to find yourself competing with people who speak already two different languages fluently. As you can probably say from my accent, I'm Italian, so I grew up speaking Italian only. My parents don't speak English, so I knew I had to study it myself, because in Milan, where I wanted to move to start my career in fashion, I could have competed with people coming from the US, London, Europe, or already people living in Milan who are used to study or work abroad. So I did a very huge effort to learn English myself and become fluent ASAP. I started reading, watching movies and videos, and listening to podcasts in English only. I even downloaded some free apps on my smartphone to practice grammar daily. It is challenging in the beginning, but so worth in the end. I'm grateful I started learning English because during the job interview I did for my first fashion internship in Milan, I had to do one part of the talk in English. And probably this was one of the things that convinced them to give me the job. If you want to work in fashion, you need to be knowledgeable. Fashion is not about just beautiful clothes. As I said at the beginning of this podcast, it's not necessary to attend a fashion school, but still being smart, having, you know, a broad cultural knowledge of what is happening in the world, have an open mind and speak more languages is necessary. I know there is not easy. It wasn't easy for me as well when I didn't speak English fluently and it was so hard for me. It took me like 3 hours to just read like 10 pages of a book because I didn't know the language. But you know, you have to do it. I did it, and so you can do it as well. Don't get discouraged by these things. Don't let them be obstacles for you. Be resourceful. Today, you can literally become an expert of everything with a very little investment. Use Google, books, podcasts, absorb as much as you can. Start to get yourself into the fashion environment and surround yourself with people from the industry if you want to work there. You can do so by attending events. Luckily, in-person events are coming back after the pandemic, but there are many online talks and webinars organized by so many companies that you could be potentially connected on a fashion event every single day. Once you have attended these webinars or in-person events, connect with the speakers or other attendees and start building your fashion network. If you go back to some episodes ago, I talked about how to network in fashion with confidence. It is fundamental for your career. So if you have decided you want to work in this industry, start getting familiar with the concept of networking and start practicing some tips that I shared in the previous podcast episode that you can listen. Then, to get a fashion internship and so start working in fashion, you need to prepare your CV, your resume, that you will send over with your applications. You can find internships online, or if your favorite brand doesn't have one open today, don't wait, but email them and request for an internship in your selected department. For example, you can email the editors to request an internship at a fashion magazine, or reach out to a stylist and ask if you can be her assistant even for a single shooting. The students of my online course Break into the Fashion Industry used this strategy because in the course they learn where and how to find the email address of anyone in fashion, they know what to ask and write in these emails, and so they are getting much more job opportunities because they are not just waiting for their favorite companies to post a job online in order to apply. They are being proactive. They are finding themselves opportunities that are not listed anywhere. And if you believe that your resume is short, this is not a problem, because when you're applying for internships, recruiters and your future bosses know that your resume is short, so this won't be a problem. But it's important that even though you don't have a lot to put on your resume, you still curate the design of it and add that key elements that can make the difference. It's all about quality and not quantity, so there are a few key elements that you can add even if you're at the beginning of your career. And I will also leave you the link to the fashion resume kit in case you are interested in knowing more about how to build the best resume for a fashion company, and also 20 resume templates that you can download and use. So you need this fantastic and brilliant resume template, but not only. If you listen to the previous episode, I talked about if a resume is enough to get a job in fashion. And in that podcast episode, I also share with you four other elements that you need to add to your application to have more chances to get a job. So yes, we have been taught that a resume is the thing that you need to get a job, but in 2021 is not the only one thing that you need. And especially in a competitive industry such as fashion, it's not the only thing you need if you want to stand out and get into this industry as soon as possible. So I really hope that this was helpful for you to get started in the industry. Remember to study fashion. You can do it yourself with books, courses, podcasts, YouTube videos. You need to, of course, if you want to get started, the first thing for you is to look for internships. And in order for you to apply for internships, you need to be very specific about the department, because just saying I want to get into fashion, it doesn't say anything actually. So you need to be very specific, at least have one or two departments that could be interesting for you just to get started. And then you can always change once you're in. It's not important to start from the top companies of the industry. It's important to get started. So don't focus too much on the big names, on the top publications, but focus on finding opportunities to get started, do internships, and one of your internships will turn into a full-time job. And that's how you have started your career in fashion. Just remember to be confident. The fact that your resume is short is not a problem when you apply for internships, because recruiters will look at other things when you apply for internships. We'll look at how creative you are with your application. We'll look at your cover letter, so your motivation, what drives you, why you want to work there, why you're passionate about the industry and that job. They will look for people who have the potential to grow inside the company. So make sure that your potential, your willingness to grow, to learn is transparent. Make the application about the company, not around you. So it's not about, I want to work there because it's my dream company, or I want to work there because I want to learn. It's more about, I want to work there and my passion for the brand and my willingness to learn will make me the best resource you have ever had, and I will contribute to your team. All right, I really hope that this episode was helpful. If so, please leave a review, rate, and subscribe, because it helps me to keep going with more episodes. Thank you so much for listening. Take a screenshot while you're listening to this episode, so I will repost you on the Instagram stories at Glam Observer and recommend it to your fashion friends. Thank you so much, and bye for now.